What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation. I am joined today by the co-founder of the YC-backed Voosh. It's a super cool company. I've been hearing a lot about them, and they've got a great team that they're compiling. And we're here with the co-founder, Priyam Sarasat. Thank you for joining us, Priyam. How are you?
Thank you so much, Zach. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, to connect with you. I always love your vibrance. I love your shirts, by the way. They're always rocking. And yeah, I love the energy around you. So it's always lovely to catch up with you. And thank you so much for that warm introduction. I'm so excited to talk to you and, you know, in general, chat about a lot of relevant stuff for the industry.
Yeah, so there may be some of our listeners who aren't familiar with Voosh. You're doing some really cool stuff. Tell us a little bit about what is Voosh and why did you start it?
Absolutely. So one line, Voosh is a technology platform that helps food service brands like restaurants and cloud kitchen brands to manage and grow their off-premise business. By off-premise business, I mean any business which is happening outside the four walls of a physical kitchen or a restaurant, right? And we do this by utilizing some cutting-edge technology tools like artificial intelligence, like hardcore data science. So the core premise behind starting up Voosh, specifically after the post-COVID era, was that we realized that, you know, a lot of technology innovation has happened in various fields, but food service is a sector which has been kept away from a lot of new innovations which are happening in the world of technology. And specifically after COVID, all of these restaurants realized that technology is their biggest weapon when they have to fight for their survival. And, you know, when and I come from a technology background, I'm a software engineer and I've built a lot of technology products before. So I felt that we need to build data science and artificial intelligence products for this industry to help them recover from all the damage which COVID has done. And that's when in end of 2020, we started building a virtual brands platform globally to help restaurants adopt to different brands and sell them on third-party platforms. That's when our journey began. And that's when we entered the prestigious Y Combinator program in San Francisco. And we ran this virtual brands model for close to a year and a half to realize that we have to pivot to a hardcore technology solution. There was a little bit of operations involved in the previous model when you introduce different brands from a kitchen. And that's when we pivoted to a pure play technology platform in which we help brands leverage data science, leverage our artificial intelligence to not just survive, but thrive on third-party platforms and their own self-delivery channels.
Yeah, I think that is so important, the not just survive, but thrive with off-prem. So are you helping people to manage the third-party experience, the first-party experience, or both?
So first-party is a new sort of offering for us. We are primarily focusing on third-party platforms because that's where we realize the biggest black box lies. Even a lot of big brands, when they operate on DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, they just don't know about a lot of their internal data points, right? Primarily because the API, the open APIs are only giving them just the sales data and the cancellations data. But a lot of critical data points like what are the key issues in their food when it comes to their reviews, right? How are their financials? How is their marketing performance? How are they handling their disputes? All of these in turn leads to either their loss of revenue or compromised customer experience. That's when we realize that we need to focus first on the third-party platforms and build technology around solving these critical pain points of every restaurateur. So yeah, we started with third-party and we've just started to now introduce first-party products as well. But that's in a very, very nascent stage. As of now, the platform caters to third-party business intelligence for any food service chain.
Yeah, I think that as you're looking towards the future, as you're looking to how do you optimize your off-prem, the real key is that it's not just about adding channels it's not just about adding more technology, but it's about making sure that every channel that we have is accurately linked to the brand, accurately portraying our food, accurately giving us insights into what's going well and what isn't. And the problem is there are so many different technologies that are so disparate. And especially when it comes to reviewing third party and even off-prem, where we look at them as a different customer, but they're not. They're the same guest as the ones that come in. And my brands that I love, I'll dine in, I'll get them to go, I'll order a third party, I'll order a first party. It's like, and it's still me. And I think that's the important thing to remember is that we have to meet the guest where they're at, and we can't just ignore what's increasingly becoming double digit, 20, 30, 40, upwards of 60% of our sales.
Well, that's a very, very valid point, Zach. And that's something which we are also trying to educate the brands on, that you can't neglect the third party business now, right? Well, pre-COVID, this number used to be hovering around 8 to 10% and probably 15 to 18% for the established brands. But now this number at a blanket level lies at around 17%. And for a lot of brands we work with, the number is actually more than 35% as well, right? So now gone are those days when you can actually ignore and not focus a lot on the third party business. The key problem which you face on off-premise is that there are very limited touch points, right? When a customer is actually coming into your restaurant, you can in some way have a physical touch that connect to that customer. But when it comes to third party, especially on third parties where you are actually not owning that customer, right? You are not having contact numbers or email IDs, to ask for constant feedback, etc. So there, how promptly do you respond to their reviews, right? How do you keep in touch with that customer is a very, very critical point, as to you retain that customer or that customer gets churned, right? And that's why we feel that promptly sort of responding to the customer reviews on these third-party platforms, giving them adequate refunds if needed. How do you dispute if a query has come from that customer becomes like the most critical point in sort of retaining that customer. And that's where Boosh platform comes into the picture. We have built an AI which automatically responds to the reviews, which automatically files for a dispute basis the previous conversations you have had with that customer. And it just eliminates the need to sort of manually take care of your guest experience on third-party platforms. So that's where we come into the picture to use our data science and artificial intelligence to be in constant touch with that customer where actually you don't own the customer.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, Priyam, is that it's even though we're talking about off-prem, the key is still hospitality. It's still about helping that guest feel important and feel like you care about them. And if you're not doing that, then what are we doing here, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And so with that in mind, Priyam, what do you think is the most important aspect of guest experience nowadays?
Good question. I feel we have to look at from a perspective of on-prem and off-prem both, right? Let me since I have more experience with off-prem and third party, let me start with third party. So the primary touch point from a third party perspective is how you are responding to a review which has come, right? Because the other things are not in your control. You can't control the delivery experience. You can't control the buying experience. You can just control the experience once the food is actually dispatched to the customer and they've consumed it, right? So there, the primary touch point is the review. So you need to be very, very cautious of the reviews. When it comes to an on-premise, I feel that there's a complete journey. And there, the fundamentals of hospitality play the critical role. How do you welcome a customer inside? What is your billing experience? What is your dining experience? What is the experience of taking an order? Are you sort of catering to all the needs when a person is deciding what to order, what not to order? Is someone physically sort of helping that person to choose the best dish available, right? So I feel that when it comes to the physical, like dining experience, the core principles of hospitality, like all the touch points you have to do, tick, tick, tick. And I think all the best brands which we talk about do it sort of seamlessly. But it's a different ballgame altogether when it comes to a digital experience, be it third-party or self-ordering. There, I feel the touch points are limited. So wherever you find a hotspot, you have to just hammer it, primarily being the food review which the customer gives after the consumption.
Yeah, I think that is so important, because when that, no matter how they order, when they take that food and they put it in their mouth, what is their reaction? And the beauty is
exactly. And that's what the brand stands for. Yeah, the brand stands for the actual food which is being. So the basics of hospitality will always remain same. I mean, even if the world is completely sort of taken over by robots, I feel the basics of hospitality will still remain the same. So you need to provide a really good hot, tasty food to the end customer with a really nice packaging. Those basics will never change, is what I feel, and that's where brands will fight amongst each other. And if someone can help them give this experience in the most optimized way, those, I would say, services or technologies will succeed eventually.
Yeah, because when I was thinking around, how do I define hospitality? Obviously, I've been talking with restaurateurs. I've been in the restaurant business since I was, it was my first job. And working with thousands of restaurants, meeting with world experts in hospitality. And the way that I would define hospitality is proving to the guest that we care. And if you can prove to the guest that you care about them, then that's true hospitality. And I think that there's a lot of ways to do that. And technology can help us to do that in a very humanistic way. And speaking of like the different things that you've seen, Priyam, what are some successful things that you've seen to improve that guest experience?
One thing which I specifically want to highlight is the disputes part, right? Let's say you dispatch the order, a customer consumed the order, but there is some issue, right? It could be a packaging issue. It could be the order did not come in the right form. It could be that I was priced wrongly. There are multiple reasons, right? Now, how do you react to that customer complaint, right? How do you assure that that customer doesn't go away is, I feel, a very, very critical point and a very important point, right? Because everyone is selling fried chickens, everyone is selling pizzas, and everyone makes small or big mistakes, right? Even if it's a Domino's, even if it's a KFC, they all make small or big mistakes in some orders, right? But that's, I feel like making a mistake is not the biggest issue. How do you handle that mistake makes or breaks your brand in the longer run. So that's where I feel you need to be very, very cautious. You need to handle with care. You need to make sure that, you know, if I do a good job in responding to the query of that customer, if I'm handing him or her a nice cashback voucher, if I'm replying in a very, very delicate fashion, then there's a very high chance that I will retain that customer. And I'm replying promptly also is very, very important. And how I handle this dispute with the third-party marketplace is also very, very critical, because ultimately they are owning the customer, right? So how do you basically handle your money, your customer, and your third party? Like it's a complex triangle among these three, because you can't give away all the cash to the customer, or you can't give away all the cash to the marketplace, right? You have to manage those $100 for which the order has been placed, and sort of find the right mix of your expense in an order, right? To retain the customer and to sort of comply with the rules of the marketplace as well. That's where I feel you need to figure that out in a very, very cautious fashion. And of course, keeping in mind that the customer experience is of prime importance. I can't afford to lose a customer because of a mistake which was done by my restaurant or the rider of a third-party marketplace.
Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense. And when I'm thinking about it in terms of how do we, with managing someone coming in for a complaint, wanting that refund, I think something to remember from the customer experience standpoint is the first time, make it more than right. You know, and this is the benefit of this is the power of why we love Ovation so much, obviously, is because putting together all of those experiences into one place be it dine-in, to-go, third-party, whatever, you're able to see how often is that guest complaining. And the first time they complain, make it more than right. The second time they complain, make it even. The third time they complain, be skeptical, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want to train people to complain and get free stuff. But if it's private, it makes it a lot easier to manage. And still, though, what we find is that people who have complained consistently and then they come back that third time and complain and the restaurant says, hey, look, we obviously keep messing up. We're sorry. You know, looks like we're just not a good fit for each other. A lot of times the guest is going to come back, is going to leave with a great experience. And we found that those guests are actually likely to leave you a 5-star review because you've handled the concern. You've showed them that they cared. And then when they start to get a little unrealistic, they're like, okay, well, that makes sense. Let's like be a little more realistic. So I love that. And then who's someone that deserves an ovation in the restaurant industry? Who's someone that we should be following?
Good question. I hope you folks are following Dave's Hot Kitchen. I really respect that, that like when it comes to like operators, I love Dave's Hot Kitchen as a brand. I mean, they've done a phenomenal job. They have been expanding with right basics, right principles. So that is for sure one of my favorite food service brands. And in terms of technology companies, I, of course, one of my favorites is Ovation, but of course, you're already following Ovation. I love the folks at Chowli as well. They've done a phenomenal job. They were, I think, the pioneers in aggregating the delivery space. So they've been doing some phenomenal job in digitizing the restaurants, overall making sure that they do seamless business on third-party platforms. So I respect them as well. And I'm sure you should follow them.
Yeah, I love Chowli. They're phenomenal. And then how do people find Voosh, Priyam?
Yeah, so the best way is, of course, to Google Voosh and reach out and sort of go to voosh.ai. That's our website, voosh.ai. And we have our LinkedIn page with the name of Voosh, VWSH, where we keep posting our updates, our product updates, our new customers, what are the new offerings we have launched, etc. So yeah, the Voosh website, voosh.ai, and the Voosh LinkedIn page are the two best ways to reach out to us.
Well, Priyam, for giving us a first-hand solution to this third-party problem, today's ovation goes to you. Thank you for joining us on Give an Ovation, Priyam.
Thank you so much, Zach. It was amazing to catch up with you as always. And look forward to chatting more.
Glad you're with us today. And thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and as always, remember to give someone in your life an ovation today.